Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sven Hoffman, who is Chairman Emeritus for Crossville Tile. Sven, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
I think I've caught you in your home state of Maryland. It's good to talk to you. Just for the people that might not know, as I said a second ago, you're retired chairman of Crossville. You were instrumental in Crossville getting started. It was the first major porcelain plant in the United States. You grew up in Denmark, and you also serve on several boards. Tell us the boards you serve on, if you would.
Well, first and foremost, it all sort of stems from working with Tile Council over many years. So I have been on the board there for over 20 years now.
Right.
I'm also involved in the coverings board and in the CTEF, the Ceramic Tile Education Foundation. Mm-hmm. I've also gotten involved in stand-up work. So I'm also on the committee that's called TC 189.
So, okay.
A little bit of everything.
Okay, well, we just did our 20th anniversary issue, and we recently put you in that because when you start thinking about the ceramic tile business in the United States, you are, as some people would say, the godfather of ceramic tile here. So I appreciate you spending time. I had a question that I wanted to discuss with you. We just recently got a report from John Ball, who's with Stifel Nicolaus, and he was giving us some information in advance of a lot of these publicly traded companies that are going to report in the second quarter, and he was talking about the state of the flooring industry. And generally, the flooring industry is flat, maybe up slightly from a unit standpoint, and from a dollar perspective, maybe up 4-4.5% because of some of the price increases. But he points out that the tile market is up a lot more than that, almost double digit. It's closer to between somewhere between 9-11%. And I was wondering if you could tell us why you think the ceramic tile market is growing faster than the other flooring categories.
I think that we have a relatively strong remodel market, and I think also in the upper end of the market, that people are looking for tiles. They like the high fashion look that you can get in tiles today. And, of course, we've also come out with a number of new products that may have helped the sales.
Mm-hmm. We should probably remind the audience that in other parts of the world, ceramic tile is the number one flooring category, is the market share leader in Europe and in most of South America and other continents. You see tile being the leading flooring, right?
That is true. When we look at the sensation of the United States, when we compare ourselves to countries in Europe, certainly in South America, we are way behind capital use.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of room for expansion when you look at it from our point of view. So I think that has something to do with it. There's room for us to grow in the market. I also think that people are getting maybe a little bit more interested in sustainability, in the green materials, and tile is a green product, and it has a very high life cycle. It's easy to clean. And it probably also gives, in some situations, a better indoor climate. So I think these types of considerations are helping us being moderately successful at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So just to reiterate what you're saying, most of the business, especially on the residential side, is in the remodel sector now since the new construction area is still weak. And your take on this is that especially in the more affluent sector, the upper end sector, people have realized that ceramic tile is a low maintenance, it's tactile, it lasts a long time, it's got an environmental story. And so you're thinking that this increase is probably because they like the design of it, the styling, and then those things we just talked about around low maintenance and long life. Is that your take?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. And we have to realize, of course, that tile is more difficult to install.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to emphasize that people should use qualified installers either through the various programs that are in the industry, including the certification program that the Ceramic Tile Education Program now has been promoting for several years. So I think we are probably getting a little bit more quality oriented in the installation end of the business. And that definitely is helping us also.
Now, tile in the U.S. for many years has really been a product that's lived mostly in bathrooms and kitchens. And aren't you seeing a little bit more expansion into other parts of the homes now?
Yeah, I think you can really put tile in most rooms mm-hmm. today, and then maybe you use some area rugs. And you get a modern look, and you have a lot of choices today. So you can really make yourself a very customized and unique space by using tile.
Okay. Before we run out of time, let's just real quick swing over to the commercial side of the business. You're also seeing growth in that sector. That is the sector that Crossful focuses on. The majority of their business comes from the commercial side. And you're starting to see more penetration over there, too, aren't you?
We certainly see some improvement in the commercial arena also. Mm-hmm. And there, I think that some of the new types of tile that's coming in is also helping us. You know that the larger tile is penetrating more and more. Mm-hmm. And the architects and designers, they like the large tile look. It makes it very sleek looking and less grout. And then, of course, the latest we have in that area is the thin tile, where you were talking about tile that could be as large as, say, three feet by 9 feet. Right. So these are pretty big panels that you can install on walls and, in some cases, also on the floors.
Right. And as many people know, tile in the last few years, especially with this digital imaging process, is able to look more like natural stone and actually outperforms natural stone. So that's another reason, right?
That's definitely also an improvement in process technology. So it gives us a lot of flexibility and it can make many naturally looking floors. We don't think that the digital photographs, just using the digital inkjet machines by themselves, may be enough. You need to combine it with other technologies. You don't want the tile to look like a photograph, but there are a lot of possibilities. It's really expanded our way of making fancy-looking tiles, if you like.
Yeah, so like with Crossful, I think you guys use a combination of digital and rotogravure, don't you?
That's right.
Well, Sven, I appreciate you giving us this update. I knew you'd be able to help us analyze why tile was doing better. So again, we've been talking to Sven Hoffman, who is Chairman Emeritus for Crossful, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.